Trump administration finally has someone in place to run the Office of Management and Budget, with Mick Mulvaney sworn in last week. He'll oversee a promised examination of staffing levels and duplication among agencies. But there's a missing element here. Bob Tobias, professor in the Key Management Program at American University, joins me now with what it is. And Bob, you have noted that in all this discussion about the size and cost of the federal government and the programs it runs, there is a missing element that hasn't come up in the discussion. What is it?
Performance. You know, it's very easy to say we should cut the government and we should decrease costs. But the real question is, what impact will all of that have on performance? And it's interesting to note that the Office of Management and Budget is tasked by Congress, pursuant to the Government Performance and Results Act, to produce an annual report on agency performance. So here's a person who now is coming in as OMB director, and if he follows what Congress wants and puts out this performance report, I'm suggesting it ought to be linked to the plans of the Trump administration to reduce both the size of the number of employees and as they're considering cutting different agencies. What impact is that going to have on the public?
I guess we would hope that the standing career staff at OMB, which are, there are a couple of hundred people there, would maybe remind Mr. Mulvaney, hey, there's this thing called GIPRA that, well, he probably knows about it because he was in Congress, that you got to get after. At the same time, he's getting after the 2018 budget submission. That would be a good time to think about performance, too.
Well, it's not only 2018, it's the 2017 continuing resolution, because if Congress would institute an across-the-board cut in budget, it has a multiplier effect, because that cut will have to be implemented, say, for example, it was 5%. The 5% would have to be implemented over the next 6 months, which really makes it a 10% cut. So linking all of that to performance and the impact on the public is even more important.
That's something else that you point out that was overlooked, too, is that in the budget advice that the Obama administration gave for 2017 and 2018, there were requests for reductions in overall cost administratively for programs that are mostly administrative cost. So this is not totally new, this idea.
It is not new, but it's different, Tom, I think, to focus on administrative cost as opposed to across the government cuts, because that means that I have the assumption that every single government agency is not running effectively, and every single government agency can absorb a percentage across the board cut, which makes no sense, because there are some agencies like Social Security who has an ever increasing number of people they serve, a number of increasing phone calls that they receive, that need more people. The Internal Revenue Service needs more people to answer the phones, particularly in this time when complying taxpayers want advice on how to file correctly. So there are some agencies that have a very excellent record of providing this kind of service and need more people. So an across-the-board cut will have an even more adverse impact on the public they serve.
And there's another point, too, here with across-the-board cuts, is that many of the programs, I use the SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, in the Agriculture Department as a case in point. Without a change in policy from Congress as to who is eligible for this, a lot of the outlay is really outside of the control of the agency that administers it. If people are eligible and they apply and they meet the criteria, you got to give them the benefit.
That's exactly right. So that's just one more reason why across-the-board cuts make no managerial sense. And the Government Performance and Results Act was enacted to offset the, I would say, the mindlessness of across-the-board cuts and force the administrative branch and the congressional branch of government to focus on performance.
We're speaking with Bob Tobias. He's a professor in the Key Management Program at American University. And also the idea of the five-year outlooks that agencies are supposed to prepare for their programs, five-year kind of goals and strategic outlooks. And I imagine it would be hard to prepare those in this climate of uncertainty.
It would. But you know, 5 years seems like so far away. I don't think agencies are focused on that. I mean, I'm aware of agencies now who are running contingency planning efforts, 5%, 10%, and 15% budget cuts. They're focused on 2017 and 2018. They're not focusing on 5 years ahead, even though that's what's required by the Government Performance and Results Act. They're trying to figure out how to survive over the next 18 months.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, trying to survive over the next 18 months, not a great prescription for wonderful morale and a bounce in your step heading to work every morning, is it?
Well, but more importantly, that's true, Tom. But more importantly, what about the public? I mean, it's really impossible for a serious leader in the federal government to plan an IT project over the next 18 months. I mean, that's the kind of a project that it's a 3 or 4 or 5 year program. And I have to put that all on hold because of the budget uncertainty and, as I say, the mindlessness of across-the-board cuts.
Now, we don't really have much policy detail coming from the Office of Management and Budget yet, probably because there hasn't been a director until just very, very recently. So what's your best advice to Mulvaney with your experience? What would you have him do or advise him to do? As he starts to take some of the broad brush plans and turn them into real memos that agencies can act on?
I would strongly urge him not to do across-the-board cuts. I would strongly urge him to rely on the OMB staff to make recommendations about agency cuts, but to avoid across-the-board cuts and to avoid some predetermined number of what the cuts should look like, and really do an analytical approach, use data, and make real decisions that take into account the impact on the public.
Now, the performance.gov dashboard had disappeared temporarily after inauguration. Now it's back. So they do have a source of information that presumably is objective. That
it
could
is.
Help guide that.
I mean, to the extent that all of these performance numbers are objective, I think the Obama administration did a pretty good job of driving these results with numbers that are sound. So that's certainly a way of going forward, of defining the most difficult problems in government and the resources that they need. Hopefully, OMB, the new director, will take that into account.
Directors have come from different sectors over the years, from Congress occasionally, from academia even, and from the business world, and from different areas of government in the executive branch. What's your experience for those who come from Congress?
Well, I think those from Congress have ideas about, based on their experience in dealing with agencies, they have their ideas about who is performing and who isn't performing. But I think that nobody... No academic, nobody from the private sector, and no member of Congress really knows the nitty-gritty of what agencies do, how they do it, and how they're performing. And that's what an effective director of OMB needs to do in order to really create a budget that will allow agencies to do their work and to achieve their goals.
Bob Tobias is a professor in the Key Management Program at American University. Let's hope they're listening to you, and as always, good to have you on.
Thank you very much, Tom.
We'll post a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.